Janie Dempsey Watts grew up in Chattanooga, but she moved to California and spent about 10 years writing screenplays. Eventually, she and her husband moved back to this area. They settled in North Georgia, and she took her creative writing in a different direction. She started writing a novel, set in Catoosa County, based partly on a legend about hidden riches in the hills. Mike has the story.
In Catoosa County, there's this legend. Supposedly, a silver mine exists somewhere out there in the wilderness. Janie Dempsey Watts knows all about it. Her family is actually part of the legend.
There is a legendary Cherokee silver mine, and that story was written up by my late aunt in a history book, which is actually down at the Catoosa County Library.
Nobody knows where the mine is, not today, not in a long time, but one of her ancestors almost found it.
What happened was my great-great-great uncle, living about the time of the Cherokee, was there and right before the Trail of Tears, and one of them came to him. They were having a dance the night before they were set to be taken away from our area over to Oklahoma. And they came up, this gentleman came up to him, Cherokee gentleman, and said, "I'll tell you where the location of the silver mine is." And my great-great-uncle said, "That's, you know, good, great." And he was about to tell him, but the other Cherokee people found out, and they killed the man that was going to tell him, that was going to reveal the secret. And that legend was told in my family, that story, and it was, like I said, written up.
Watts owns land in North Georgia where the mine might be. She's gone out in the wilderness and searched for it. If she's found it, she's keeping it a secret.
A lot of people said to me, "Oh, where's the silver mine?" First of all, I don't really know, but if I did, I probably wouldn't tell. I would probably be rich trading silver. No, I wouldn't tell. But
Janie Dempsey Watts wrote a novel set in North Georgia near that legendary silver mine. It's called Moon Over Taylor's Ridge. It's fiction, but it's based on local lore like that mine and local history. The story starts with a woman named Avy who comes home to Taylor's Crossing after her father dies.
If you are traveling back to Georgia.
While she's in Georgia, she starts searching for the mysterious mine.
It's about a woman, Avy. She lives in California, and she's coming home because her father has died. She's got to come home to North Georgia and settle his estate. Like many characters, many protagonists in Southern literature, she's got crazy relatives. It's got a rural setting. Who do you think the audience is for this book?
Well, I think the audience would be about two-thirds women, about one-third men of all ages. I think it would be people interested in romance, but also people interested in Cherokee history, and also people interested in a mystery of the silver mine. And about a third of my readers are men, and I've actually got notes from men who really enjoyed the book, which is makes me very happy because I like that.
The novel Moon Over Taylor's Ridge is a local bestseller. Winder Binder Bookstore ranked it among their top 10 local bestsellers last year. The characters in the novel seem like real residents of this area. Some are average country people. Some are a little over the top, like Jolene, Avy's half-sister.
Jolene is a really fun character. I thought it'd be fun to have a character in my mind who would be kind of a naughty version of Dolly Parton. And that's what Jolene is.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
One of the most interesting, funniest, strangest characters in the book is the crazy aunt who spies on everybody. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, down in a small community, it's like a fishbowl. And a smaller community, the more you know everybody else's business. If you don't, you might try to, even if you wouldn't admit it. And this aunt sort of represents the typical nosy Southerner in a small community.
She takes it to a new level, though. How does she spy on people?
Well, she has, of course, the police scanner, and she can hear all the activity, and that's really keeps her entertained. And she has binoculars, and she watches the activities of Avy. And Avy, some of the activities are not something that should be watched by the mean old aunt.
So there's a nosy neighbor, a woman dealing with her father's death, also a lost Cherokee silver mine, and real history about the Cherokees in North Georgia. There are a lot of plot threads, but Janie Dempsey Watts weaves them together skillfully. Little Creek Books, a publisher in Johnson City, Tennessee, published the novel last year. You can find it locally at Winder Binder Gallery and Bookstore. It's also available at the usual online retailers.
Let's see. Is there anything else I haven't asked you?
Can I ask you?
Oh, sure.
Who's your favorite character?
The crazy aunt, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that is, yeah, I think that's going to be me when I'm old.
Yeah.
For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And you can find more information about Janie Watts online at janiewatts.com. That's JANIEWATTS.com.